What if you could increase your factory's capacity by up to 40% without building a single new wall? And what if you could slash design and validation times by 20%? This isn't a future hypothetical. As of July 16th, it's the new benchmark being set by pharmaceutical giant Roche, using AI and virtual replicas of its production lines. The question for every other manufacturer is no longer if this technology works, but how quickly they can catch up. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in advanced manufacturing. We're moving beyond simple automation into a world of full digital replication, where therapies are manufactured inside the human body, and where a facility in Iowa is scaling up animal-free egg protein production by an astonishing 550%.
It's a story in three parts. First, how AI is creating a new competitive reality for established biopharma. Second, the strategic pivot in cell therapy that could dismantle the current manufacturing model. And third, the moment precision fermentation moves from a promising startup idea to an industrial-scale supply chain reality. For Western companies, these aren't just trends, they're urgent strategic challenges.
Let's start in Switzerland, Troy. Pharmaceutical leader Roche is making a major move with NVIDIA, the AI chip giant. What exactly are they doing?
Roche is integrating NVIDIA's AI and digital twin technologies to optimize the biomanufacturing of its GLP-1 pharmaceuticals. They are creating virtual, fully functional replicas of their physical bioreactors and filling lines.
Okay, a digital twin. For our audience, that sounds like a simulation. What makes this different?
It's a simulation, but it's dynamic and deeply integrated. It uses NVIDIA's BioNeMo platform to model and predict the behavior of the real-world manufacturing process in real time. This allows Roche to run countless what-if scenarios, testing different cell culture conditions, predicting yields, troubleshooting problems all in the virtual world before committing a single resource in the physical factory.
And why does this matter globally this week?
Because Roche put hard numbers on the table. They're projecting a 25 to 40% increase in factory capacity and a 15 to 20% reduction in design and validation lead times. For a high-demand drug class like GLP-1s, that is a massive competitive advantage. It sets a new performance benchmark for the entire industry.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers, not just in pharma, but across the board?
For biopharma competitors, this is a direct threat. If your rival can produce 40% more product from a similar-sized facility, you are at a fundamental cost and scale disadvantage. For contract development and manufacturing organizations, or CDMOs, the pressure is now on to offer similar digital twin capabilities to their clients. It becomes a required offering, not a nice to have.
What about trading companies and distributors who are handling these products?
For them, it could mean a more reliable and predictable supply chain. The ability to simulate and de-risk production reduces the chance of batch failures or supply interruptions. In the long term, these efficiency gains should also lead to more stable and potentially lower production costs, which will impact sourcing negotiations.
So, what's the actionable insight here? What should an executive be considering right now?
Don't treat digital twins as a far-off technology. The action is to initiate a pilot project on a single critical production line. The goal is to build internal expertise, understand the data infrastructure requirements, and calculate a realistic ROI for your specific operations. Waiting is no longer a viable strategy.
Oh, right. From optimizing existing factories to a technology that wants to get rid of the factory altogether, we're seeing a huge surge of investment into something called in vivo cell therapies, with Eli Lilly making major acquisitions. Troy, what is in vivo therapy?
It's a radical concept. Traditional CAR T-cell therapies are ex vivo, meaning a patient's cells are removed, shipped to a specialized facility, genetically engineered over several weeks, and then shipped back for infusion. In vivo therapy aims to turn the patient's body into the manufacturing site. The genetic engineering tools are delivered directly into the patient to create the therapeutic cells inside the body.
So you're saying the entire complex, multi-week manufacturing process is replaced by a single injection?
That is the ultimate goal. This week's news is that Eli Lilly acquired two key players in this space: Kelonia Therapeutics for its iGPS lentiviral gene delivery system and Orna Therapeutics for its circular RNA-based technology. This is a major pharmaceutical company placing a massive bet that this new paradigm is the future.
How does this specifically impact U.S. and European manufacturers? This sounds incredibly disruptive.
It's an existential threat to the current autologous cell therapy manufacturing ecosystem. The demand for multi-million-dollar clean room facilities, complex cell processing hardware, and specialized logistics could plummet. However, it creates a massive opportunity for manufacturers of the core components, namely the viral vectors like Colonius or the circular RNA platforms like Ornis. European and U.S. leadership in biotech will depend on mastering these new delivery technologies.
And for trading and distribution companies?
The business model completely transforms. Instead of coordinating a hyper-complex, cryopreserved, patient-specific supply chain that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, they would be distributing an off-the-shelf injectable therapeutic. This dramatically simplifies logistics, but requires a deep understanding of gene therapy products and their handling requirements. The value shifts from logistics management to specialized pharmaceutical distribution.
What's the actionable insight for executives watching this shift?
If you are a CDMO in the cell therapy space, you must immediately develop a strategy for diversifying into clinical-grade viral vector and RNA manufacturing. If you don't, you risk becoming obsolete. For investors and corporate strategists, the key is to track the early clinical data from pioneers like Umoja Biopharma and now Eli Lilly's new assets. The first signs of clinical success will trigger an even larger wave of consolidation and investment.
Now for our final story, we shift from medicine to food, but the theme of manufacturing disruption continues. A partnership between ADM and the startup Evry seems to be hitting a major milestone in Iowa. What's happening?
ADM, a global food processing giant, is scaling up commercial production of OvoPro, an animal-free egg protein created by Evry using precision fermentation. The key data point from their announcement is that orders for OvoPro in the first 4 months of 2026 are up 550% compared to all of 2025. This isn't a pilot project. This is industrial-scale production responding to explosive demand.
Explain precision fermentation. How is this different from brewing beer?
The basic principle is similar, using microorganisms in a tank to produce something. But here, the microorganisms, like yeast, have been genetically engineered to produce a specific, complex protein. In this case, it's a protein identical to one found in chicken eggs. ADM is leveraging its massive 60,000-liter fermenters and downstream processing capabilities in Clinton, Iowa, to produce this at a commercial scale.
So why does this one partnership matter on a global scale?
It signals an inflection point. For years, the question has been whether precision fermentation could scale cost-effectively to compete with traditional agriculture. This partnership between a tech leader, Evry, and an industrial giant, ADM, at this volume is a resounding yes. It demonstrates a viable path to creating a new alternative supply chain for essential food ingredients.
What are the specific implications for U.S. and European food manufacturers?
For manufacturers of baked goods, sauces, or any product that uses egg protein for its functional properties like binding or foaming, this is a major opportunity. It offers a vegan, cholesterol-free, and price-stable alternative to a volatile agricultural commodity. However, it's also a direct competitive threat to conventional egg producers and processors. They now face a technological competitor that isn't subject to seasonal fluctuations or avian flu outbreaks.
And for trading companies and distributors in the food ingredient space?
This creates an entirely new category of high-value functional ingredients. The key advantage for them is supply chain certainty. They can source a consistent product from a factory in Iowa, independent of agricultural variables. The challenge is market education, helping their customers understand how to formulate products with these new ingredients. Securing sourcing partnerships with the leaders like Evry and their manufacturing partners like ADM will be critical.
So, the actionable insight for an executive in the food industry?
If you're a food manufacturer, your R&D team should be acquiring samples of these ingredients now. You need to understand their performance in your specific product lines. If you're a distributor, it's time to map the emerging ecosystem of precision fermentation companies and build relationships. The 550% growth in orders for OvoPro shows that early movers are already capturing significant market share.
All right, Troy, let's bring it all together. A lot of complex developments this week. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, digital twins are no longer a theoretical exercise. They are a deployed competitive weapon. Roche's projected 40% capacity increase sets a new benchmark for operational efficiency. If you are not actively piloting this technology, you are falling behind.
Second,
The cell therapy manufacturing model is fracturing. The massive investment by Eli Lilly into in vivo therapies signals a potential long-term shift away from centralized, complex factories. The entire value chain, from equipment suppliers to CDMOs, needs to prepare for a future where the therapy is made inside the patient.
And the final takeaway?
Precision fermentation is now operating at industrial scale. The ADM and Evry partnership proves the technology and the market demand are real. This creates an entirely new, resilient supply chain for food ingredients that directly competes with traditional agriculture.
So, with these three major shifts happening simultaneously, what is the one action you'd recommend to executives this week?
Assemble a small, cross-functional team with members from strategy, operations, and R&D, and task them with one question. How do these three forces reshape our five-year plan? The convergence of AI-driven manufacturing, decentralized therapy production, and bio-based ingredients will create winners and losers. You need to determine which side you'll be on.
A pivotal week for the future of manufacturing. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for Troy Technical Intelligence.
We'll be back next week with another strategic briefing.
Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio so you never miss an update. For Troy, I'm Susie. Thanks for listening.